Today, we are talking about stage two of Alberta's economic relaunch with Central Peace Notley MLA Todd Lowen. And Todd, always thank you for joining us. And first off, this has to be a really good tribute to Albertans and how good we of a province and even us in the Peace region have done in terms of slowing the spread and bumping up this announcement. That's really that's really got to be a pat on the back for all of us.
Yes, absolutely. It's great news. Obviously, we've done well at flattening the curve, and of course, now we're reaping the benefits of an earlier launch of stage two, and we brought in some of stage three into stage two also, which is also that's helpful too. And I think Albertans are tired of being kind of cooped up and having their lives restricted, and now, like I say, we reap the benefits of doing what we needed to do to flatten the curve.
All right. Yeah, definitely. And in saying that as well is that we also understand, and I know that's something that's important, definitely the faith-based community up here in the Peace region, and that is the fact that places of worship can now open, no limit on capacity, but of course social distancing must be followed. But for a lot of people who haven't been able to get there and meet with their fellow congregates, this has to be exciting for them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the biggest concerns I've heard all along is the inability to attend worship services, and so this is good news. I mean, there was some ability before but with some restrictions and everything, but at least this a lot of the restrictions are lifted, and we just keep a social distancing, and we're good to go in our worship services. So that's, like I say, I know that's it's been a big thing in the constituency with the comments I've heard, so we're happy to be doing that.
And also a lot of municipalities, we see things like team sports, pools for leisure swimming, gyms, and there's a lot of places out there that have these municipally controlled facilities. So, I mean, on that end, too, it's also got to be a benefit that, like, people could go out there and work out and also take advantage of these facilities that we pay taxes on.
Yeah, exactly. I think these facilities are good for your physical health, but also good for your mental health. There's a lot of people that have been really feeling like they're held back. They've been watching the scale climb as days went on, and they weren't able to get out and exercise and do the things they wanted. And so I know a lot of people will be happy that they'll be able to get back in the gym and get some physical activity.
Yeah, and also, I guess, in saying that as well, this is stage two, but I know already some people are thinking about stage three. How far down the road would that be? Can you give us an estimate on that, or too soon to say?
It's probably too soon to say. I mean, stage three will be getting back into major festivals and concerts and conferences and that sort of thing, trade shows. And so that's, that's obviously be pretty big. Those are big crowds and everything. So I think there's still some concern there on those really large gatherings, and they could possibly be a super spreader event if we're not careful. So there's no date that I know of yet, but hopefully things will be we'll keep on the right track, and if we keep on the right track, then those dates will come in sooner than later.
All right, awesome. And I know last week I had a chance to tune into Question Period, and I happened to see a very, a very powerful statement from a member wearing a red shirt and talking about his young grandson, Ezzy. That was a very powerful speech, and I guess just in talking about that, obviously helping out people with disabilities, considering your grandson suffers from some of the challenges. Just talk about how important it was for you to rise in the legislature, I should say, and point that out.
Well, that was a real honor to be able to talk about my grandson Ezra. Of course, we call him Ezzy, and he's a real special young man, and he's been through a lot, an incredible amount of things in his short lifetime. Some of the things that we, I couldn't imagine in my years that he's already had in his years, and so he keeps getting, keeps moving along more and more all the time, and it's like exciting to see him grow and develop and everything. But he's had his issues, but like you say, it was a great opportunity to kind of give him a little shout out, and he deserves it, and obviously I love him lots.